Now, as Elaine said, this annual service that we call Water Communion, it was for many years practiced as a part of a fall ingathering service. You're going to hear Brian Woodruff, one of our members, actually talk about that in a moment. See, because often UU churches would see a drop in attendance over the summer, linked as they often were to academic schedules. So the Water Communion in the fall became symbolic of a summertime scattered community coming back together. But in the last 20 years or so, our churches have become more year-round, which in turn gives us a chance to reclaim the original roots of the water ritual. See, it was a ceremony that began as a part of the feminist movement within Unitarian Universalism in a worship service in East Lansing, Michigan in 1980. It was led by Lucille Shuck Longview and Carolyn McDade as a part of the work that they were leading of addressing the, quote, sexism inherent in religious literature and institutions, beginning with the UUA itself. As McDade describes it, it was a religious service created by and led by women, women who had long been silent in the pew. She writes, "As rivers in cycle release their waters and regain new beginnings, so do we. These beginnings are powerful, but not easy. But still we come to create and to celebrate and to live by the only spirituality worthy of our devotion, a spirituality that uplifts, empowers, and connects. Beginnings are powerful, but not easy." It's a truth that's hard to avoid these days, I think, as chaos and trauma often reign over our news cycles. So much to absorb. It would be too much to absorb even in years, let alone at the pace that it comes at us, sustained now over years. It can make us long for the new beginning. But beginnings are not easy. A few days ago, my daughter, she brought me news of a rare astronomical event. She was so excited. She said we could go together and wish on Jupiter. And this event would be so powerful, the wish would have to come true. A few good Google searches, though, and we debunked the story, much to her disappointment. Among other things, see, she was sure with this event, the arrival of Jupiter in a certain way, she was sure it would mean that she could wish away the coronavirus. She told me, "I just want to believe in something, Mom." Which I get. I mean, don't you? We all long for that new beginning, that something that would give us that relief, a new start, a new world. But beginnings don't come quick or easy. See, because before the beginning, like we said last week, there's also the ending. And endings are also not easy. As Dr. Vincent Harding used to say, we need midwives for the world that's trying to be born. And also we need hospice chaplains for the world that is passing away. If you've experienced hospice chaplains, you know that they offer many good things. But most of all, they help create the space for the ending to happen. And they offer tools, rituals maybe, words, just witness and acceptance, so that we can let go. A lot of times in the midst of endings, what we believe we need to let go of is whatever external thing has ended. But actually what needs releasing as shifts are happening around us is something internal. A sense of our identity, our habits and practices that connected us to who we were before. A sense of belonging in the world as it was. Beliefs or assumptions that no longer fit or help. A way we've seen ourselves. or others or an outlook we've held. Whatever it is within us that by holding on to it, we might feel more safe, like protected, but also we are less connected, less able to receive. We are closed off, as in unable to live our own life's deepest purpose. This is the ritual that we have invited in our water communion this year, this ritual of releasing all of these things. It's a water communion that began first with individuals going to one of 8 bodies of water across all of Northern Colorado, bringing water from their homes or neighborhoods. And as they poured their water to mingle with the others, they were invited to imagine that the water that they brought holds in it all that they carry with them from maybe the past few months, the past year, even further back. And then they were asked to consider, what have you brought with you that you need to let go of? What from the past may be clouding your vision, worrying your mind, weighing down your heart? As we pour the water, then we release the stories of the past into the altar of our shared community, symbolized in the shared collection of our water. In community, we hold one another, and with the spirit of love, which binds us, we heal, we hope, and we release. We release so that we can be present to the gifts, so that we can receive the gifts that are present here and now. And we release so that we can together discover and create the new beginning that we long for. Let's celebrate our water communion and make way for all that is beginning.